to overcome all the times you felt like you weren't going to make it through. You proved yourself wrong. You are more powerful than you think. Ash Elvis. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. What it do, y'all? What it do, what it do? What it do, what it do, what it do, what it do? Welcome back. If you are new, welcome. If you're listening from previous podcasts, from my previous episodes of my podcast, welcome. I'm so happy that y'all are here. Ooh, it has been, I feel like time has, like, there hasn't been enough time in the day, and not have been enough time, period. I feel like time is going by really fast for some reason. I hope I'm not the only one that feels like that. I hope I'm not tripping. But it's been really tough. But you know what? I've chose to say that, like I said, everything will be a whole lot worse. But I'm gonna make the best of it, because at the end of the day, you're here to live, not to just exist. You're here to explore, go find yourself, go find out what you like to do, go find out everything, go find out you, go be you. That's the end goal. Literally, that's the end goal of life. I mean, that's one of them. That's not most important one, but you know, that's one of them. You know what I mean? And I always keep that in the back of my head. And if you're not doing okay, it's okay. Just know that it's gonna get better. Where you at right now, you might feel stuck, because I feel stuck right now too. I ain't gonna lie to you. Everything's everywhere. But I refuse to panic. Because commotion, chaos, it's not worth it. I refuse. But let's get straight into the topic for today. So the topic that I chose, I'll explain why I chose this topic. But the topic that I chose today was Mark 4 verse 35 through 41. Obviously, this, I feel like everybody knows this Bible verse. When Jesus calms the storm, I'm going to read it, 35 through 41, just so that, you know, the people that don't know this verse, now you know it. I read English Standard Version. I'm just going to go straight into it. All right. I'm starting on verse 35 to 41. All right. On that day, when the evening has come, he said to me, "Let us go cross the other side." Jesus leads the crowd, and they took him. All the disciples, is when all the disciples are going on the boat, because, you know, they're traveling. And he's like, we gotta make it to the other side. You feel me? And they got on the boat. And just as he was, and all the other boats were with him, and there was a great storm that arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling up with water. But Jesus was asleep on the cushion, and the disciples woke him up, and he said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind creased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with fear. And he said to one another, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." This has to be one of my favorite stories in the Bible, just because of how Jesus himself was in the midst of chaos and corruption, and, you know, everybody around him was panicking, but he literally remained calm. He said, well, y'all just tripping. I know who's in control. The wind and sea obeys to me, to God himself. And I thought that it was so crazy in it. And this week I was really asking God, I said, God, what do you want me to talk about? What is it? What is something that, you know, I feel like people need to hear? What is it? What is something that is really important as of right now? And not just my life, but, you know, my parents' life, my friend's life. But if you guys didn't know, in Haiti, they assassinated our president, you know. And I feel like, you know, for us, it's like that's such a big thing. As of right now, it's like I've never seen my parents like that. Like everyone is, you know, just in great shock. And, you know, it's like, what do we do now? You know, everything's chaotic. No one wants to chill. Everyone's everywhere. But I really want to remind everyone, even though a lot of people don't even understand. Even I myself don't even understand what's going on. But I always remind myself about who's in control. I always remind myself that even though there's chaos around, even though I'm stuck, there's times where, you know, I feel depressed. There's some times where I can't even think straight. Or life literally has me speechless. But I always remind myself the peace that I have right now. Peace that God has placed in me is way more important. It's important to know. It's important to have. To understand that God is in the midst of everything. He will always be in control, no matter the situation. No matter if your life is an up and down roller coaster, probably just like mine. But you know what? At the end of the day, I still choose to have the peace inside of me, and I never let it go away. Because the peace that you have, it'll be hard to get it back if you just let it go easily. Always remind yourself the peace that you have right now is better than everything that you have lost. Knowing that you have peace, it bothers people. Because some people just can't have that. You just can't let go of something that is very important. Some people are upset that you chose peace over every problem that you have, every problem that arises you. The disciples, they were mad, afraid. They didn't know what to do. But the one thing that they forgot, to understand and know that God was in control of the waves, the storms. God has overcome everything. There is nothing. And I always say this. And I'm going to continue to say this. Because I feel like some people don't even understand. Choose faith over fear. Choose that every single time. Write it down. I have a big calendar in my room. I have different quotes every weekend. I change it every Sunday. After I come back from church, write it down if you have to. Don't let fear get in the way of anything that you want to do for yourself. Have faith that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to pass. Because trust me, you are more powerful than you think. Always, 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 always remind yourself that. Sometimes we forget the word of God. Sometimes we forget the words that God has spoken to us. And I wrote a few down because it's so important. even though you have peace, but to remind yourself of who you are, what God has said about us, what God has said to us, and what for us. Number one verse. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. You are the light of the world. You are it's like a city on a hill. It cannot be hidden. John 16 verse 33. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 119, if I'm correct. He will never leave you or forsake you. You lack nothing. John 15, verse 5. He's divine. You connect to him, he connects to you. Because through him you are nothing. If you do not abide in him and he does not abide in you, you are nothing. It is so important that in the midst of chaos, in the midst of being stuck, in the midst of depression, because there are some days where I feel like I just can't. I can't even breathe. It's important that you remind yourself these things. Always remind yourself about who is in control. Remind yourself that God is in the center of every situation. He is optimistic. He knows the past, the future, and the present. And remind yourself that he was a man himself. He was a man. He knows what we go through. He knows it. He understands it. I promise you, he gets it. I want to encourage, this one's really short, but I want to encourage everyone today to remind yourself. I'm going to give y'all homework. I want to remind y'all, write it down if you got to. Pick two or three verses. Sorry if y'all hear the lawnmower. That's probably my dad doing the grass. Two or three verses out of the Bible and read them, memorize them, write it down, write it backwards if you have to, highlight it, break each word down, because I do that because I'll be slow sometimes. Write it down. Put it up on a wall. Do what you got to do. I encourage you. I'll give you one verse. Isaiah 12 verse 2. You tell yourself this every single day if you got to. I wake up in the mirror and I look at myself. I be like, you are bad. You a baddie. And I tell myself, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head, not the tail. The peace that you have right now is better than everything you have lost. Even though I know my day might not go the best, because it's probably going to be a long day, because I've been having a lot of long days. I remind myself every morning. I speak poetic word verses every morning to myself before I leave the house. And another verse, Exodus 14 verse 14. 14 verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. The only thing you have to do is be silent. Allow him to do what he has to do in your life in order to get where he wants you to be. Last thing. Remember, Jesus was man himself. He understands the struggles, the earthly struggles. He struggled just like us. But trust in him and know that God is in control. We should strive to have the same exact mindset and to follow him, to pick up your cross and walk. It's not going to be easy. He said it. He said it's not going to be easy, but guess what? We rejoice in our sufferings. It's Romans 5 verse 3. Let's look at it real quick before I end this one. All right, ready? Romans 5 verse 3. Peace with God through faith. Not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Remember that. Everything that you go through right now, it's to build you to the person, to make you stronger. It's okay. It's going to hurt. It sucks. But remember that God is in control. God is in the midst of everything. Remember that he is there. Even when you feel like he is not there, I promise you, he is always going to be there. He will never leave. He will never leave you high and dry. No one on this earth can compare to the love that he has for you. The patience that he has for you. Knowing when you don't want to choose him and you want to choose something else. Just know that he will be right there. Every single time. Go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to close this one out. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here, Father Lord. There's so many people didn't have the chance. So many people didn't have the opportunity to wake up this morning, Father Lord. But you have allowed each and every one of us to be here, Father Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins, because it is in our nature to sin. Is it in our nature to go against your word, Father Lord? But you have been with us since the beginning, Father Lord, and you will be here till the end, Father Lord. There is no God like you. There will never be no God like you. I pray that we choose peace, Father Lord, because through you we find peace. Through you we find joy. Through you we find love, Father Lord. And we continue to go through you, to love you, Father Lord. I pray that we abide in you and we continue to abide in you, because through you we are nothing, Father Lord. I pray that we continue to fight the battle of living this hard life, Father Lord. But we know that there's going to be days where we feel like we're going to give up, Father Lord. But we know that you are going to be with us through the midst of everything. You are in the center and you are in control, and we have nothing to worry about, Father Lord. I pray that you protect each and every person that is listening to this, Father Lord. I know some people didn't make it throughout the day, throughout this day, Father Lord, but you have allowed all of us to be here, Father Lord. And I pray that the fruits of the Spirit are in our hearts and our minds, and we walk by the faith. We walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, Father Lord. And we walk by faith and not by sight, because sight is contrary towards your word, Father Lord. I thank you for being here when no one else was here, Father Lord. I thank you. We love you so much. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thanks for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. By the way, my birthday is now in 10 days. I'm turning 18, y'all. I don't know if I'm excited or not, but yeah. If you have any questions, you could DM me. My Instagram is _GTWK, and my actual Instagram is Kiara the Hair. I have it all on the bottom. If you have any questions, let me know. DM me, I'll answer. Stay true to yourselves. Love yourself. Make sure everything's intentional. Take care of yourself. Work on you for you. I am now signing out. Deuces!